That's how he speaks it out. So that's the shot. And I have to raise my voice a bit. So. And I don't. I think my voice travels enough. So. I think Eric's in Hutzorot. He's gone to Hutzorot yet? His wife's going out for. His wife's going for get her diploma.
Oh, so I think it's fine.
And he wanted to get a he was getting a doctor and everything too.
Who is?
Eric.
He's getting a doctorate?
No, he's not, because his wife.
Oh, is that fabulous?
Yeah, no, he's not. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Shalom Aleichem. Well, my pleasure.
You know Danny?
Danny Weinberg.
Nice to meet you, nice to meet you.
Hi, Dan.
Introduction to the show from Bar Tenenbaum.
Oh, okay. He's you're his agent tonight.
I assume she will still be good.
Okay, so let's start and get back into the subject. Are you supposed to, are you mechuyev to, pay taxes, misad halacha? Again, the notion of the shirim is not what's the proper thing to do. We're discussing me'ikah hadin is paying taxes, something you're mechuyev to do, where there's no nosa, or when there's no shailas of chilul Hashem involved or not.
Which country?
Well, we'll start with Hutzorot at the moment. So we discussed this a bit in the last year. But this wasn't available for us, but we're going to hear all his input over here in the beginning. I'm sure. And let's just summarize a bit at the beginning of this year where we're holding exactly on the subject. So, are you mechuyev to pay taxes? When did the business details of Gemara and Baba Kama? If you don't want to go to that, we're going to see that what the bottom line was, Lechura from the Shulchan Aruch comes out from the Sugya. So the Shulchan Aruch, number one, says in Shin Samach Tes the following: Mochus Shabosku Hamelach Litzel Dover Kotzev. The king instituted a tax, a fair tax, a fair tax.
Is Kotzev fair or Kotzev is specific?
Kotzev is a
an exact amount.
Yeah, but I'm just translating in a way that's what Kotzev is trying to achieve.
Not discriminatory.
Yeah.
Everybody pays the same.
Yeah, fine. It's a fair tax. He introduces a fair tax. Hamavriach memechazeh. Somebody avoids this. Over alotigzum. He's by not paying it, you're over on the avera of gezel. Mitnei shu gozel manasabla, because you're stealing something which belongs to the king. Avo, however, imkona ovad kochovim. If the king sold the right of tax to a stomach goy, a goy bought the right to collect this tax for himself. Mutter, it's mutter not to pay. Why? Because it's considered not stealing. It's considered not paying a debt to a goy. The shori, which is allowed to do. There's no halacha that you're... no, halachically, you're allowed not to pay a debt to a goy of money you owe. But mokum tzedekel chilul Hashem, whenever there's no chilul Hashem. That's the machaber. So the machaber says that tax to the king, you have to pay. Don't pay, get it. If it's not the king that's collecting the tax, you're allowed to avoid it as long as no chilash. Why? Because when avoiding tax is called not paying your dues to a goy. Not paying dues to a goy is not a chiv in Chosha Mishpot. A Jew has to do, as we discussed the reasons why the whole shiur last time, why a bit, why that's true. Yeah.
Is also going.
Yeah.
Why is that fighting?
So now, the big question, which...
Mavriach also include lying in a way that they'll never find out about?
Besides, yeah, if you go, you're not allowed to lie, of course, that's a different issue. That's a different issue. You can't lie. You can't lie. Yeah. Hmm? Yes. So now, the whole shiur last time was discussing, I don't understand. You got debt, you owe money to a goy. No chilul Hashem, you could just not pay. And you haven't done anything wrong because you don't really need to pay. Only it's Kiddush Hashem you have to pay. We ask a big question. Question, Achron asked the question. So when you owe tax to a king, what's that? Who's the king?
He's a goy.
He's a goy. So you owe money to a goy.
Right.
So it should have the same principle. I'm not taking his money. I'm just not paying money due to a goy. Due to a goy. He's allowed. It's Zokh Hashem. So why does the Machaber say, when it comes to tax, yes. So, and when it comes to a goy who has bought the right to collect the tax, then it's not Gezel, it's just not paying Jews. Both of them is not taking money from the anywhere, you're just not giving money, which is, both of them is just Jews. Jews is okay when it's not to do it, as long as there's no concern when you're dealing with Goyim. So why is the king suddenly not paying the tax? Gezel, that was our big question last time.
Don't.
Let me add another sentence from the Ramah, and then we'll hear what you say.
Okay.
I love to hear what you say. So the tax expert. If you need any tax issues, please go to Matthew's.
Don't come to me.
So now,
if you don't want to pay tax, come to me.
The Ramah. The Ramah. Let's see the Ramah. The Ramah says, in continuation, V'yesh omrim, there is an opinion. Da'afilu ha'muchis Yisrael, even if the tax collector is a Jew, im lo kon l'atzva, as long as he's not, he didn't buy it himself. He's just a worker. Rak gover l'melech, he's working on behalf of the king. He's collecting tax for the king. Avagav da'os l'abriach necha mekartin l'melechus. Even though you shouldn't avoid it because it's an issa, because of din machus din. Makobakum, im odem mavriach, if you do avoid paying the tax, ey l'melechus l'kofos l'itzen. The Jewish tax collector who knows, the Jewish tax collector who knows that you're not paying tax, should not force you to give, because the Jew who's not paying is not doing anything wrong, because it's just not paying money to goy, which is permitted, which is a quote from the Ram. So the Ramah Takeh says that there's no really difference, even the king. Even a tax to a king is really under the same principle of a debt to a goy, which is permitted as long as lo chila Hashem. So much so, if you're the tax collector as a Jew, working on behalf of the king, and this Jew doesn't want to pay his tax, don't force him. Don't force him. Because he's allowed to do that.
He's not allowed to.
We're going to discuss that in a bit. Okay. So that compounds our question, or the question we asked last time, which we're going to refresh our memories what the answer is in a second, is that, what's the Machaber saying? King, it's Gezel, Goy, who buys the rights, it's not, it's Hakas Havasa. What do you mean, even the king is Hakas Havasa, not paying the Jews? So much so, the Ramah actually says, that's what the Rav says, to king is also allowed, as long as there's no Chila Hashem. Hakas Havasa, sure. So, what's Peshat in the Machaber? That was the shir last time. And now we're going to have insights from Matis. Go.
I could see a difference. By Havkas Havah, we're talking about something that's in the past. I now owe you money for something I got. So I don't have to pay you. By taxes, I'm paying for future benefits. So when I take those benefits without having paid for them, that's Gezel.
Every tax, let me ask you, every tax is future benefits?
Absolutely. No. The government borrows continuously.
No, because the government
it gives them more benefits than it gets.
I don't
future benefits to me?
Yes.
If I leave the
country today, I don't have to pay tax anymore.
And you have to pay tax on the last year.
No, I don't.
You leave on December 31st. At the end of the day,
I get benefit from the marathon?
What?
Do I get benefit from the marathon?
From what?
Marathon, which they pay for.
The marathon?
No, I get from the marathon.
Okay. Do I get benefit from the fireworks, which they just burnt last night?
Absolutely not. But you get benefit from Bitua Khomeini?
Yes, so there's a certain amount of my money which I get benefit from. And something I don't. So what do you say? The tax is something I have to pay because of benefits. We're going to cover this.
No.
But not every tax.
I'm not paying the taxes together. The gezel is when you take the benefits without having paid the tax.
Okay.
That together.
I think there's an easy way to explain.
Okay. That's not what he's saying. He's saying over here, every tax, whatever it is, whether you're going to get benefits or not benefit from it, if you don't pay it, according to Machaba, it gets it. And Umar argues, Umar brings an opinion which argues, yes.
Can I make
yes.
it a simpler thing?
But simpler, yes.
With your permission.
Even without my permission.
That once he sells the debt, it's no longer called the tax. Simply debt. And by definition.
Okay, so I want to. I haven't got a problem with that. I've got a problem is, what's the word tax mean if it's not a debt? That's my problem. I've got a problem that it's a debt. As I'm okay with taxes being a debt. So much so that it should always be Mutter. I've got a problem, why is a tax to the king, not a debt?
No, because now it's become a business, you see. When he sells it, he's getting a guarantee. He's getting the money.
Fine, but before he sells it, what is it? A debt as well.
It's a tax before he sells it.
What's a tax? A debt. Why is the word tax you're translating as not debt? The Ramah Taka actually translates tax as debt. You say Makab, it doesn't. So why? Why is the word tax to a king, not a debt? So the answer is, as Rabbi Reuven explains, that there is Psukim and Shmuel which tell us the answer. As we read the Psukim quickly, number 2. What happened with this story? Katsu kol zikne Yisrael. All the elders of Yisrael gathered together, Yovel and Shmuel Haramasa. They came to Shmuel Hanavi. And they said to him, "Hey, Atza, the Gadza, you're getting old. Your children are not going to take over your footsteps. Atza, Simlon Melech, Lishatim Kogoyim. Look, appoint a king who's going to be in charge of us, like all the Goyim." The Yera Hadov Veneshmol, Ashmol didn't like that request. Kasha Omru, Tonu Melech, Lishatim. Yeah, they wanted a king. Why? I don't like that. Bispalu Shmuel Hashem. So Shmuel stabbed Hashem. Vayomer Hashem, and Hashem said to him, El Shmuel, Shema b'kolam, listen to them. L'kol Hashem Yomer Lech, whatever they say. Ki lo osachom osi, because it's not a slight on your covers. They're not really saying we don't like you. Ki yosi masi b'melech alehem. They don't like me, Hashem is saying. The Kosbroch is saying the Klai Yisrael don't like me. They don't want me to be in charge of it. They want a boss of all the melech to be in charge. So don't worry, as far as I'm concerned, okay, I'm again allowed. The Yoma, I said, Koshboka said, this is what you should tell the people, that this is what the king's powers are. As the king can take your children, but some labor makavata can use them as like slaves, to be in charge of his entourage. Front of a rotzel of one of them, run in front of Makabtah, Vatem Tele, Ozem, they'll just, you'll be, Kaisar now, avodim to this king which they requested. Okay, you want a king, you should know, by having a king, the power of the king is the king is the melech, meaning that you are avodim and he can do what he likes with you.
And with your prophet.
Yeah. So, if that's the power of king, which Shmuel gave over as saying, this is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, is the power of the king. Yeah. Memela says, Rabbi Reuven, we now understand what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us, which is coming from the Rambam, what he's holding. If you look at Abba Fred, therefore I can explain the Machlokas going over here. Baha Pligi, this is the whole Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ran, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, this is what they're arguing. So Rambam Shukosavik Gezel. The Rambam Shulchan Aruch says, if you don't pay your tax, it's Gezel. Yeah. Svile. What does he hold? Hadim Pash is the Melech Mol. This whole Pash of the king, which we just read in Shmuel, works Be'etzim Hashibit to create such enslavement. Shukashem Shuyokhul Shabbat Gufel after, just as the power of the king can make you into a physical effort. He can say, all your money belongs to me. All your money belongs to me. What do we say? Yad Ebed Ki Yad Rabba. You're my Ebed. You don't have any ownership on anything. Anything that you own is mine in any case. But Abba Shemun Shul Yochel Afkir, so much so, you can't, it's not just a debt that you say, I'm just not going to pay. I have a right to get money from you. That which is what a definition is. That money itself by you is mine. You're my slave. Your money belongs to me. It's not just a debt. By not giving over the money, you're not giving over my money. And when you don't give over my money, what is it called? Yes, you're holding my money. That's my money. Nothing to do. It's my money. You're my slave. That's your my money. Don't give over my money. Don't want all the money. I'm prepared to get this amount of money. Give over to me. By saying I'm not going to give over money which belongs to the king. It's not just paying a debt. You're stealing from the king because it already belongs to the king. It doesn't belong to you. So that's the explanation of Rabbi Reuven. That Rambam learnt the power of the king, which is what Dinah Machlokes Dinah is that Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbo, everyone is their slave, and therefore the Eved belongs to him, all his possessions also belong to him, and therefore when you don't pay money, not paying your money, you're not paying the king's money, it really belongs to the king.
But when he sells it, it no longer belongs to him.
But when he sells it, this is obviously... Yes. But they said, what was their request? Very good, but what was their request? We want a king like the Goyim have. What's the power of the Goyim? That's the Radvaz pointed out. That's Radvaz. Radvaz.
Really?
Yeah, that's it. Yes. He has owns everything. He could say, look, you don't need to give for everything. This amount of money is good enough. You can keep the rest, which is what a tax is saying. Yeah.
But just a minute.
I'm going to speak out the answer. Why should you speak out the answer? I know what you're going to say. Now let me speak out the answer. Give me the specific.
You are my lawyer. Okay. Definitely my lawyer.
Let me have the enjoyment of saying the answer then. So therefore, if it's the king asking for the tax, king, you, relationship, you're my evidence, of course. It's not your money you should pay me. It's my money which is just holding for me. Give over to me. Don't get them. But this is the chiddush of the king. There is my king. There is such a king. But if the king says, I want to sell that right to some smith down the road. There's no smith, there's Jewish over here. Okay. Smith. I had a share somebody called Mr. Smith. So I told off on. Now. So. Yenim down the road. And now he wants to collect store. I don't want to pay. I guess no. Because you're not king. King is guess. You're not king. I'm not your evidence. My money now. If the king is saying, hey, what's it? He can take it and give it to you. But he can't sell it to you and say, now yours to take. It's not yours. He can't sell.
Can't sell his own car to somebody and it belongs to another person.
Yes.
So the king owns the Jew's $1,000. It was the king's. It was still the pocket of the Jew, but it was owned by the king. And the king goes to somebody else and he says, I'm going to give you, or I'm giving you, or selling you $1,000. That's mine. It's to you.
So that's the chiddush of this pasha. This is that it's non-transferable, the rights of the king. A king is a king and no one else is a king. The relationship.
But then it's not intrinsically his, it's just a right. Meaning, it's only the king's right to take whatever he takes. It's only takes it, you have to take it. It's an intrinsic right to pay. You want to say it already belongs to
you. You don't have to say that. I can argue with you. Don't say that. You can say that. You can say that to answer. But you don't have to say that. Because once he sells it, Mr. Strip comes around. Now, hold on.
The garage of the Jew. Yes. And he sells, the king sells his own car. Even though it's in the garage of the Jew, it's still the king's car.
Not if it's not under the, it's not something which can be transferred. Like you have Tulushim. I'll give you an example. You buy a right to a tulus or kartisia, whatever you want to call it, and it says non-transferable on it. Doesn't mean you're not the owner. the deployment. It
doesn't mean the money that he takes from taxes. He can't pay off the foreign army. He's trying to spread smart.
He's transferring the right. If he buys,
the rights that I agree. If he actually,
I'll give you a talk about. I understand your question. You have to say your question 3 times. Okay. I understand your question. Very good question. I mean, this is a good question. But you don't need to repeat it 3 times. Now, Shah is, I give you a live example. You have a Tanush to go to Yesh to buy, you've got Sukhus 100 shekels. It writes on it. It doesn't write, but it's sometimes. But it writes on it. Non-transferable. What does it mean? You can't sell it, you can't do anything with it. But of course, if you actually go to Yesh yourself, and you buy the chicken over there, now you own the chicken, of course, you now have a right to give that chicken to Shimon. Now, that you wanted to give it before. You can't get the Tush to Shimon, we can give it to Shimon. The same thing, the same setup, we say, is the relationship of the king to his subjects. He has the right to collect whatever he likes, as long as it's fair. We have to set some rules about this. He has his rights, it's not unlimited. Yeah? He has a right to be considered an ever to him in respect to certain relationship. That means it's his, and if you don't, it's called ghetto. But it's not transferable. It's not transferable. If he actually collects it and then passes it on, of course, if he gets the money, now he can do what he likes with it. Because he can pass it on. But to make somebody else the king, so to speak. He can't make somebody else the king when he's not making them the king.
According to this Sfarah, does that mean that I live in Kufar's son to a Raisha king? I'm hotter from Isa Behema because the king has a chelik in my flock?
The Gemara says in Chulin like that. It's possible. It's possible for my spend. But
because of the king?
No, if he
has... No, it's my flock. Nobody else owns it. But you're saying the king owns it.
The king says, I'm not interested in it. You can have it, then it's yours. If his law says, I'm not going to collect your flock, then it's yours. If he says, my law is, I'm going to collect your flock, then it's something else.
The king is basically subject to these conditions.
Okay, so that's the machlokas going on. That's the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, which is the Rambam and the Ran. Is the power of the king so much so is that it's not just a debt to him, but it's his money or not? Discussion is it? That's what's happening with Shmuel. Okay. Now, let's now move forwards. That's where we reached really last time. So the Chora, if you want to ask me at this stage, do you have to pay tax without any of the Surim or Shekin and Chil Hashem and all that? Just pure basic kosher mishpat, you have to pay tax. What's going to be the answer? Machlokas.
Yeah.
If you hold like the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, then the answer is you have to pay tax. Yes, but it's gezel if you don't. According to the Ramah, which brings down the Ram, what's going to be the answer?
You still have to pay tax.
What does the Ram and the Ramah going to hold about tax?
No.
If you don't pay taxes, it gezel. No, it's not gezel. Okay. Now.
But that's
not chutzlar.
We're mixing here.
Not mixing anything. Not mixing klum over here. We haven't talked about it to our one safe stage. Nothing. We haven't discussed it.
We're
talking about chutzlar. Everyone's talking about chutzlar. Yeah? Yeah. We haven't got to Eretz. Now. Let me ask you now this question. Are you mechuyev mishum dinah machusah dinah to follow the driving laws of the country?
Yes. No question.
When I ask you about tax, what do you answer me?
Maybe.
What did you answer about tax? You said, machlokas.
But you're with us.
Yeah. Now, driving laws. Dinah machusah dinah.
Right.
Yeah? Are you mechuyev to follow them or not?
Yes. No machlokas.
Why no machlokas over there? Why is there no machlokas over there?
Because that's definitely within the power of a king to make sure it's safe.
Anything which is not against the Torah.
Fine. But what obligates me to keep it?
You ask the question, on what basis am I required to do this?
Yes, so what basis? What am I
the halacha itself would incorporate Dina de Malchus Adina and would say...
He says you don't have to pay tax, according to the run.
Taxes in this...
What's the difference?
You said it. It's the safety. There's a.
Well, where'd you get these? Nice words. Nice words. Great for a lawyer's discussion. Fine. Now, but where do you get it from?
It's only distinction without a difference.
Okay. So, I'm going to ask you a question from which the Achronim seem to ask, and you try and give me an answer to this, and maybe this will help Mavarek closer. Let's get back to that Mishnah in the Dorim where the Ran actually speaks out and quotes his words verbatim. And I ask the question. The Mishnah says, number 4, Nodrin Lamochsim, you can make a neder, a lie, to the tax collector, to get you off paying off the tax. To get you off. Shichuma, what type of neder will get you off? For some reason, say, oh, this is not mine. Which usually works when you tell them that it's not mine. That's the famous one. It's come through the generations. It's not mine. You're going to have to pay that. Okay. It's not mine. It's truma. Doesn't belong to me. Don't need to pay tax on it. It's not mine. It's truma. You don't believe me? Make a neder. And he's lying. You're allowed to do that. I'll be sure. Ain't a shuma, even though it's not truma. Hi, Gamal asked. I was sure. Zina Machos and Dina. How can you not pay the tax? How can you avoid? It's a tax which is not valid because it's not a fair tax. Only fair tax, we're not discussing why only fair tax. Only fair tax is a bad tax which you need to pay. A non-fair tax you don't need to pay. It's got no dinner malchus or dinner, and therefore you can make this neder just to avoid paying. I'm Nidorim, you can't make it. Nidre Otsin. The guy comes to try to speak steal from you. The only way to get off stealing is making this neder. You're allowed to make Nidre Otsin. Okay. So, not bad. So the Rav says over there, Chiyomin on Dinah Malchus Dinah. When does Dinah Malchus actually apply? Hadmi the Indian She'en Usha Yisrael Chaver Lishova She'en Shuma. If Dinah Malchus Dinah would be Dinah, then it would mean that you're not allowed to make a shvur, you're not allowed to make a neder. It's like otzer, because then it's not an onus. Given the dinamachos of dinner. Because dinamachos of dinner means you should pay. And therefore, since you should pay, to get yourself off is not called an onus. So you can't make shvurs. You can't make a shvur. You've got to make a shvur when you're forced to, when somebody's come to steal. The king is not coming to steal if it's a fair tax. And therefore, you can't make Nadorim to get off a fair tax. That's the right. From here we learn everything, that the only din of Din Machus and Din, according to the Ramdas, what is it? Din Machus and Din tell me, the only thing it tells me is, what does it tell me?
You've got to pay.
No, it doesn't say you have to pay. If it's a fair tax.
Oh, it's Gezel if you don't pay.
No, it doesn't say that. If it's a fair tax, you're not allowed to make shmuas in the Dorim.
About paying,
implicit, is where the Ramah got it from, according to the Ran, about paying, you don't need to pay. Even the Dimachasim, you don't need to pay. It's just in respect, all the Dimachasim means is no longer an onus.
Well, if I don't need to pay, why isn't the Gezel what he takes from me?
He has a right, but I can avoid it. What's half cost, Havasa? A goy who you lend money to a Jew. Well, a goy lends money to a Jew.
So
yes. Yeah. Correct. This is where the Rambam got it from. Yeah. A goy lends money to a Jew. A goy comes to collect his money. It's not called gezel when a goy says you owe me money. So yeah. But a Jew can avoid paying it if he can, which is what the Rambam is the Ran is saying. You don't even to the Machus dinner. Okay. So now. It's not get yourself and take it, so therefore you can't make a shvus. But you can get out of paying if you don't make a shvus, you still don't have to pay. Which is good. Now, what's the question I want to ask? I'll give you a clue. The Ramah is getting his halach and his words from what the Ran says over here. We just read the Ran. Is the Ran, which we just read, absolutely fits exactly with the words which the Ramah is saying in his Shulchan Aruch or not? Does it fit or not?
Well, the Ramah says also
I'll let everyone else think about something.
Where's the Rama again?
The Rama is at the first one in the small writing over here, and you see at the end he says run, which is this run over here, and there he gets his halakha from the run. Those words of the Rama, does it fit with this run which we just read?
And
Lavriach doesn't mean to run away. Lavriach means to avoid
it.
Avoid.
In lo kana la'atzmoy. Then he's just an agent for the melech.
Okay, essentially. That's supposed okay.
In that case, mikomakomi adam lavriach in lamoches lekof oisol litein. Because in those an agent, because it's still the king is the principle of the agent, and it's still an obligation to a goy.
It's goy. Yeah, but there's one word over there which I don't like. That says, actually, four words in the first line of the Ramah at the end. I think I've given you a big clue over here.
Ignore, you can't run away from the obligation. Mikomakoin, what don't you like about it?
So it's not me who didn't like it.
Yes.
The Vilna Gaon, if you look at number 5, it says, I don't understand the Rama. The Rama is saying, run! Half-fast, half-also. Okay, half-also. It's not guessing. So it says to the Rama, the Gaon, number 5, Sorkin. All the Ran says is also to do. It's also to make shrews and the dorim which are lie if it's been the Malkus of Dinah. Avol Avriach, but to avoid paying is mutter. So why is the Ramah saying it's even according to the Ran also to avoid paying? According to the Ran, it's mutter to avoid paying. It's just also to lie. That's what the Ran is saying. Why is he saying it's also?
Because Dina the Malchus Adina goes beyond Hafkas Halva.
Why is it going beyond Hafkas Halva?
It's separate halakha.
It stops? That's the whole run.
I can't go through a red light. I can't not.
That's the whole run. The whole run is that it's not a separate halakha. It's just a
debt. I vote with Ramon.
You may be wrong, but you're not saying anything. You're just as. The goal was to say.
If it's a Dina, then it has nothing to do with the Kas Havar. It's not a Havar. It's a separate Havar from Dina to the Dina. I'm not allowed to go to red light. I have to pay taxes. What does that mean? The Gemara says.
You're saying lovely, beautiful words that don't make sense.
The Gemara says, Dina de Malchus Adin. What is the word Dina de Malchus Adin?
The Nilchum Mishnah says, you owe. You can do that again. The Dina de Malchus Adin says that you owe money to the king. Not that you don't owe money, you owe money. The king doesn't stop seeing that you owe money. That's what Dina de Malchus Adin says. So, okay, you owe money. Okay, owe money. I don't have to pay you to.
Let's
look at the Lord Moshe of the Ramah for a minute.
Then you can't force him.
You can't force him.
Because
in other words,
yeah,
he can avoid it.
He's also to avoid. He says also to avoid. But if he does,
you can't force him.
Yeah, she's asking. I understand why. It's also to avoid. It's mutter to avoid. Says the Gaon. Mutter to avoid. That's what the Ram says.
Well, so what's the question?
So why is the Rama saying it's also to avoid? It's not also to avoid. Simple question. Rama says you can't avoid paying tax. It's also. You over an issa by not paying tax. And it says the word
Sotra? No, it doesn't say what you
said. Osa lahavriach.
Osa lahavriach means he can't avoid paying it.
No. What's the word "osa" mean?
Osa means.
Oh, osa. No. Translate the word once. I know. You can't. I know what words mean over here. You can't fob me off. I'm not one of your judges over here that you can just change words to mean the opposite. What does the word "osa" translate?
This is all recorded because I'm going to sue you. Afagav the asilav riach. What do you say it means? Mikoach Dina, you're already assuming it's aser lahavriach means it's aser not to pay. That's not what he's saying. He's saying you can't do acts and hide.
What havriach? Havriach means is a lack of an act. Not to pay.
No.
Just passively, not pay. Not doing any acts.
Which means you're saying that this sentence means you have an obligation to pay. It doesn't say that.
It's also to
avoid. It's also to avoid it, meaning that if you're passive, you're not avoiding anything.
Bendy.
Yes, sir. Did you hear what it is?
Yes. Reb Menachem, you've been promoted to Reb Menachem now, because you are saying something good, but not accurate enough. Okay.
Well, where's Tenenbaum?
Okay.
Oh, where's Manners? It's your turn. Make it good.
Okay. So what's Reb Menachem saying? Reb Menachem is saying to us that the literal words of the Rama is it's prohibited to avoid paying tax. Doesn't say you in a positive fashion. You have to pay tax. He says it's also to avoid. Now it doesn't translate. It translates. Those are the words translated, but doesn't mean what Monaco wants to take
no,
out.
No, what I'm saying is you can't lie, you can't cheat, you can't hide. You remain.
We already know you can't lie. There's a different halacha. It's also to Bashar. Fine. What's awesome about you? Okay. So let's try and explain what this means as an answer to the remark. Let's go back. What's the whole logic? If you're not going with this Rambam that you're Avodim and everything like that, and you're going with the Ran, okay. So what's the logic of Din HaMalchus? What does Din HaMalchus mean then? What does it mean? If you're not an Eved, that was the side of the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. So what is the reasoning of Din HaMalchus, Din, what is this? What's the logic behind it? Where does it come from? Okay. So we go back to that quote from the Rosh. The Rosh says, Amos Shmuel, Din HaMalchus and Din HaMalchus. Shmuel says, Din HaMalchus, Din HaMalchus. Why? Malchus, the king says, Lo Yeheh Ba'artzi, Im Lo Yitin Kach V'Kach. You can't dwell in my land unless you give this and this amount of money. By Natama, the Din that's why Din HaMalchus and Din HaMalchus. Clearly a simple business deal. I own this property. You want to use my property? You have to pay. You have to pay to rent it. What's the payment? The dinner. You follow my rules, you can use my property. Don't follow my rules, you can't use my property. So Eretz Shelo, because it's land his. That's true even by Menachem. He says, you can't come into my house, says Menachem, unless you do this and this. Then if you don't, then obviously you'll break it. That's not it. It's a pure, simple logic. Din HaMalchus just means this is mine. You want to use what's mine? This is the requirement for using what's mine. Therefore, if you don't fulfill the requirements and you still use it, what you're doing? You're stealing.
That's what I said
originally. Okay. But there's limitations. What do we say? So if you look at Aruch Shai, he says, I'm going to answer the Vilna Gaon's question. Vilna Gaon asked, the Ran said it's mutter. The only osin to make a shvua. And the Ramah is saying it's osin. And he's quoting the Ran. It's not quoting the Ran. So the Aruch Shai, now I've got an answer because I can use this Rosh to answer up. How can I use this Rosh to answer up? Give you a few seconds to suggest what, how, and what way I'm going to use this Rosh in order to answer up this question.
Didn't the
Ran
had a different reason?
No, he didn't. It was the Rashbam. Not the Ran. Now, try focus. Got this reasoning of the Rosh. This reasoning Rosh we can manipulate in a certain way to able to answer up why the Rama is saying what he's saying. He's saying it's also to avoid paying taxes. What does it mean? The Rama said it's mutter. No, with this Rosh I can answer that question.
says expressly, lo yitin. He's not talking about hiding. If you don't actually pay, however you do it, you're in trouble. You're over in the Malchus of Dina.
There's no, it's not an Issa. The way the Rosh is talking, it's not an Issa. It's not like a Bosovo Cholofin.
He says, in what's
the reason? What's the he's saying? He's saying, you want to use my stuff? Right. These are the rules. Yeah, that's what. Yeah.
That's right.
Very that's simple. What he said. Yeah,
but here he goes further.
So how are we going to use this logic? I want you to focus on using this logic
to support what?
To explain the Ramah when he says, according to the Ran, it's still also to avoid paying taxes.
So here it says lo yiten. Lo yiten means not just only not you can't avoid it. You have to actually do an affirmative act.
Why? Why do you have to do affirmative acts? It's hafkas. Hafkasa. Hafkasa vosa is mutter. It's written in Shulchan Aruch. Hafkasa vosa is mutter. Not osa meklal. A regular goy is hafkasa vosa is absolutely mutter. As long as there's no chidah Hashem. A debt is mutter. And says the run tax is hafkasa vosa. Mutter, mutter, mutter. And so why is it osa? Why is the run say osa?
Because it's not alone.
Buy something from somebody and don't pay them the money, that's your obligated to pay. If you damage somebody for a loan, then you find something that.
When is a debt a debt? That's the bottom line question of tonight. When is a debt defined as a debt? At what stage is a debt called a debt? Is that called a debt or is that called gezel? Go to the Markholitz. I'll pick up
the apple.
Is that called a havar? When I take the apple and not and now I don't pay the money, is I'm not paying a debt or is that called stealing the apple? What is it?
No, it's a debt. You took the apple.
So it's on both. So it's a regular debt. So just as if he lends me money and I don't pay, it's okay when it's talking about goy. So if I take his apple and not pay, it's also okay, you're saying?
No.
Because it's just not paying a debt.
Big difference.
What's the difference?
I'll tell you what the difference is. Hava'a is a voluntary act.
The apple is also voluntary.
Vega, let me speak. I'm the judge, sit down, speak.
I forgot to take my pills.
Okay.
There's a big difference between somebody giving a havah, which he does voluntarily, and therefore he's doing a total consciousness, and there are certain conditions to it. Whereas when someone steals your apple,
he didn't steal the apple.
And he's not paying for it.
I'm planning on paying for it.
What's the difference?
The difference is he's taking it. There's no consensual arrangement.
What do you mean?
Well, why? I'm selling my apple. Please buy my apple. Please take my apple
in
exchange and give me money.
And then what happens? Does he have to pay it? That's the question.
If he doesn't pay it, is he over gezel or is he just not paying a debt?
It's a gezel. It's an embezzlement. It's a gneivas das.
Oh, wait a minute.
It's a gneivas das.
Every loan is gneivas das, and you're not that.
No.
I'm expecting to get back. You don't give it back, it's gneivas das.
No, the case where he buys on credit or...
Not on credit.
Not on credit.
Not on credit.
Oh, that's a different story.
Not on credit.
It's gneivas das.
Not a, why is it a different story? I don't understand.
Because I'm taking your object. I don't have permission to take it.
Am I allowed to pick up the apple and then pay you?
You're allowed to pick it up. Yes.
So I'm allowed to pick up the apple and then pay you. So I pick up the apple with permission. Now I owe you money and I'm not paying money.
You know, when he picks up the apple, with the intent to pay, he doesn't own it yet. It's not his intention to pay. But when he pays for it, according to the halachas of the shuk,
Very good. And when I borrow money, what's the status over there?
When you borrow money...
And I take the money...
Yes.
Is it my money or
yes,
not?
It's definitely your money.
Ah, very good. We've squeezed it out of you.
Oh!
There.
And the reason...
So let's see. What the Erev Shai is...
Remember, it's always...
Good word, his Kodesh words. Let's say what he says. Speaks it out like this. This is where we'll finish tonight with a slight question afterwards. This is the difference. Number 10. Seven. The imf. Dinner machus the dinner. Misha over the geshes there, Kodoma. Yeah, I'm going to make a difference in dinner machus there. If me, somebody has to go over a bridge. A Kodoma. Yifra mechus achas over. If the law, the rule is, after you go over the bridge, then you have to pay money. Then choshev hafkas hava. Then it's called not paying a debt, which is mutter with a goy. Given to Bar Biyoza, because you already have the item or the service in your hands according to the rules. Avon Dinamachizin, but Dinamachizin says, Lo Yava Achyitin Makota Mechas. You can't pass the bridge until first you pay the tax, which is called the toll. Yeah? Os Osla Lahabriach, then you can't avoid the tax under those circumstances. Bachinom, and then and say, I'm going to go over Vechinom, because that's Ganeva Vegezela, the Mishtamish Beshamelech, that's called Gezel, because you're using the king's property, which is his, against his rules, which is called Gezel. Yeah, you're speaking out, you're clear, much clearer then.
But you didn't say it.
And I you did. Also said, you both said it in a non clear fashion, in different ways. You're as good as each other.
He's actually better. He's way beyond me.
Everyone has their good and not so good points, including me.
No.
Okay. Now, so he's saying, I hit it like this. If Noah says, use the service, pay later, that's called, okay, you've got the service totally better. What do you, it's a debt, now you owe money. That's like a regular debt. The debt was created either lending you money or debt lending you, either take service and pay later. That's all debt. Debt, goy, avoid, no problem, as long as no other isurim involved. Okay. But if he says you're not allowed to, bichlal, take it out of the shop, this apple, without paying. Not allowed to go over the bridge without paying the toll first. You can't sneakily do what you like and use the thing and say, I only owe money now. And therefore, it's half class of us. No, that's called, you took the apple with Geneva, and you took the bridge with Geneva. And that is therefore what the Ramah is telling us. The Ramah is saying like this, says the Shemesh. Taxes, which is, you can't use my stuff until you pay, and then you can use my stuff, is also to avoid, because that's called Gezel of the items. If you've already done it, now what's your status? You've stolen it. What's the status now? You're over Issa Gezel by doing it. It's awesome to do over Gezel. But now, what is your relationship to the Goy? What do you do now to... You owe money. Owe money, okay. To rectify it, that's called half class of also, and you don't need to pay. But it's awesome to do in the first place. Sometimes it's mutter to do even in the first place, where he says, take the money and pay later. Sometimes it's also to do in the first place, so you can't use it without paying. You're also, you've already done, you're over Gezel. But now you've done it, it's now just a debt that you owe me. That, you've done the issa, you can't rectify the issa. It's an issa which you can't rectify. Okay? No, it's just a gazela by you. You've done the issa. You've got real trouble. You can't rectify it. So you need your gippers to rectify it. That's okay. Real do to shub. You can't just give money. You have to feel it there. Much harder. You've done the issa. Not mukhuyev now to give to a goy. But you've done the issa in the first place. Because you weren't allowed to use it in the first place. That was over gazela. And that's the remark. So let me ask you this question. And this is really a question to Matis to explain to us. VAT tax. How do you look at VAT tax? What is the government saying on that VAT tax? Is it Hakasavaso type of discussion, and therefore it's totally on the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam, whether it's mutter or not mutter, without any sermon involved. According to the Rambam, maybe it's mutter. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's also. Or no. Even the Rambam would agree here to avoid VAT. The Kul Alma is an issagess. Tell me, how do you, as Matz is going to describe to us, what is the status of VAT? It's VAT saying, you're not allowed to take this item without paying tax first? Or is VAT saying, no, you can take it and pay tax later? What is it? Does it fit in? What is it? What's the Heskim of the VAT? Is it like the bridge? You have to pay the toll first before you go and use it. Or is it, no, you can take it and I'll pay later.
You do pay later.
Nafka mina, does it enter into the machlokas, or is the kul alma osa to do? No, define what VAT is.
Mibichinat, the ultimate buyer, it's a tax that I could theoretically pay later. Mibichinat, the seller who's collecting it, the government actually looks at it as a trust fund. In other words, it's not your money. You are holding the buyer's money for
you're
us.
An agent,
and you have to give it to us.
But you provide a service, and only afterwards collect.
That's right. Afterwards.
No, but when you collect, even if you don't collect it, the government will say, guess what? You did collect it.
Right.
And it's chopped off of what you thought you got from the buyer.
Right.
That why? Because they're saying that services can't, let's say, the apple. Let's go to Apple.
Yeah.
Paying, of course, you have to pay the apple. If you don't pay for the apple, then it's called stealing. That comes under the toll bridge. Now, what about the VAT of the apple?
VAT of the apple, they say the buyer has to pay it to us.
So, as Kama, he also has to pay it. That means he has to also pay up front.
No, it doesn't have to be up front necessarily.
No, but the government, you just told, says that any money which the seller sees is considered VAT.
It's considered VAT, but the seller doesn't have to remit it until maybe 30 days later.
Okay, that doesn't make a difference.
That makes a difference, whether it's it. But it's any money he receives
is
VAT, whether he likes it or not.
Well, whatever percentage of the money.
Yeah, whatever he receives is VAT, whether he likes.
Correct.
And therefore, if the seller is saying, you can't use my apple until you give me some money, that means he's also saying VAT. Has to be paid before.
Who, the seller? Yeah.
Isn't it?
The seller will often the parish tell you, you know, if you pay any cash, you don't have to pay VAT. So, he must not.
But the Dinamachus Adin is saying, is that an apple, you.
When you pay for the apple, you're paying VAT.
But you have to, that's a fine line. Do you have to pay the VAT when you take the apple?
Who is you? The buyer?
That depends.
You have to pay
seller.
VAT when you know. You don't have to pay VAT.
If the seller
should say you could pay me the VAT next week, he'd be crazy to do that.
Okay.
But he could.
No, it's not seller's capable of thought.
It's
the buyer's
team.
It's always the buyer's team.
Seller
just acts as an agent for the government. Now the question is the government saying nothing can be given over to the buyer before tax is paid? Or they're saying you can give what you like to it and get tax later?
That's correct. Collateral.
So if he's saying that, then you enter into the machlokus of the Ran and the Rambam. Okay, next week we'll develop more shailas, interesting shailas, further into the subject. Have a very good Shabbos.
Can you clarify something?
Yes.
This halva, I've crossed halva, it's the first time I've ever heard of it. Where does that come from?
It's the Maran of Baba Kama in Kuth Yud.
Gimel
on the base, I think.
Yes.
Gimel on the base,
What is that?
Yes, I heard.
And I want 20.